had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Excuse me. Instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. And you can get involved. That's right. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy for this week. For those men and women who want to know themselves and wake up, it's for those. It's for all those who are ready to be free. Jesus said to deny yourself. It's all loud.
Sorry about that. I don't know where that played from. No, we're good.
Jesus said to deny yourself. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And sometimes you have to run around because we're on at different time zones around the world. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so different times, though, some people have to go to work. Some people can just sit and watch it, the show, as it is happening. But some people got to go work out. You know, you got a trainer or something. Or you want to work out before work or in some parts of the world after work. And you just can't sit and watch it, the show here, live. You can podcast. You can podcast the show and then still listen on your phone. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Tuesday is, all my days are amazing favorite days, but Tuesday is one of my favorite days. Because I get a chance to remember and to reflect on how amazing my country was at one time. There was a time when America was America and Country Tuesday was Country Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. What the... If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And it's inside of each human being. I realized something. What the? That the spirit of evil, the devil inside of human beings, all human beings until you overcome him, knows how to dress himself up. They know exactly, because human beings are possessed with evil spirits, right? In the mind and the body. In the mind that affects the body. And, they know how to dress up. They know how to dress you up with their evil. And I've noticed that the spirit of evil give you the right but wrong personality, how to act and what to say and what to do. And, it's interesting to see that because I had not noticed that before. But the devil knows how to dress up, to put on a showcase personality in all people. It knows how to present to you exactly what you need to see to deceive you. And then I've noticed that the more religious the people are, the greater disguise they wear. The devil disguise religious people in ways that is mind-blowing. But he disguise all people until you overcome him. So what I suggest you do, there are so many suggestions, but I'm going to give you one simple one right now. And when you can catch yourself, when you can catch it, in that very moment, it starts to change. And once you catch it and it starts to change, you will never go back to it again. Never go back to it again. But you got to catch it. So here's a first suggestion for you, for those who want to be free. When you go on and on and on in a conversation, blah, 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 on and on in a conversation, when you're about to think that you're about to teach somebody about God or go on a corner and preach, whatever they do, whether it's secular or atheist or religious or whatever, I want to encourage you to catch yourself right in the middle of the conversation and just stop. When you're going on and on. Just stop. Wear this in the one-on-one conversation in your family, your friends, at a party, walking down the road, wherever. Catch yourself and shock the devil. And the reason I encourage you to do that, because once you catch it, you'll find that you have less to say. All right, just a little food for thought for those men and women around the world who want to wake up. And there are men and women around the world who want to wake up. Now, human beings are evil to the core, and they want to wipe you out. They want to wipe you off the map, because that's what evil does. Evil, all evil, if you notice, evil people judge evil people. And the evil people that are doing the judges want to wipe you off the map. They're so wicked. They ain't going to pray for you. What the? They don't want you to exist. Darkness judges darkness. And darkness hate the light. So work on yourself. It's a spiritual battle. And it's a mess. I have James Hake here of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday. And he was having a discussion one day, either this week or last week or even before maybe. Some of you might not know, but after my show is the Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby Show. And so I've been kind of listening to both of their shows a little bit more lately, because I'll listen while I'm in my car or something like that. Because sometimes at work I'm so busy, I can't catch it. And so I have been listening to a lot of their shows, both of their shows, and their shows are so interesting to me, both of them. And the other day, Hake, not H-A-T-E, but H-A-K-E, of the Hake Report, and one of the experts on this show, so it's an anchor baby, would have a discussion with someone about the Civil War. One of his callers, I can't remember all that, but one of his callers about the Civil War, and it was interesting to me because I forgot about the Civil War. I do remember hearing about it, maybe reading about it, but I forgot about it. But they had a discussion about it concerning the N-word, I think, or about black slaves or something. Hake is here, and he'll refresh my memory. Memory of the way it was. Hake, good morning.
Good morning.
Again.
Thank you.
You remember the discussion you guys were having about the Civil War?
I do.
Okay. And so I have questions about the Civil War, because it sounded like, and I could have been misreading it, when you were talking to your caller about the Civil War, it looked like your caller, and I don't remember at all who it was, but it sounded like they were thinking that the Civil War was about the N-word. Am I misreading that?
Not entirely misreading it.
The N-word, okay.
Okay.
And the N-word is the nigger rah-rah.
Correct.
Okay. what was the Civil War actually about?
It was about the South leaving the Union. They were ticked because Abe Lincoln, as I understand it, info may be false, okay, disclaimer. But as I understand it, Honest Abe Lincoln was elected in 1860. And when he was elected, the Southern states seceded and formed the Confederacy.
Seceded from the United States?
Yep.
So they didn't want the
They no longer wanted
Southern state to be a part of any part of the United States, have his own nation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so they were starting to grab, there were bases or forts or whatever down in the South, and so they were seizing those because it's their territory now. And it started a war because Abe Lincoln is like, he was against slavery. There was a growing abolition movement, especially in the North.
Abolition means
abolition
what? What does that mean?
It means get rid of slavery.
Abolish. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And so they didn't want that. And so they left. They're like, we have our rights, and you guys are not respecting our state's rights.
Who didn't want that?
The Southerners didn't want to be abolished.
So the Northern people wanted slavery to end.
Uh-huh.
But the Southern people did not.
In general, yes.
And so the Southern people said, okay, y'all gonna mess with us. We ain't gonna play with you no more. We gonna separate from you.
Right.
And we're gonna keep our slaves.
Yep, and we're gonna keep these forts that are in our territory now. And so there was a whole lot of excitement for this war on both sides. Recruitment was high, I heard. And so they fought this crazy war that over the course of over 4 years, over 600,000 people died, according to all reports, maybe over a million, maybe like, I don't know, could be like 1.7, 1.8 million died in amidst this war. And then the North won, or the South lost anyway.
Lost what?
The war.
And
so they had to go back into the Union.
Back with the rest of the country.
And we became the United States again.
So what was it, just about freeing the slave, or was it about something else too? Was it just about that?
I don't think it was just about that, but it was apparently largely about that. But it was also kind of a sense of, you can't tell us what to do. This is a violation of our rights.
And why did the North get involved with what was happening in the South? It wasn't their business.
Right, I agree. But I don't know, maybe there was something to do with why it was bothering them, other than just self-righteousness, you know?
And so when the North won, the South had no other alternative but to give up the slaves or end slavery.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a lot of enforcement upon the South. They called it Reconstruction. And there was some, because some people had like burned the South down, some of these generals and things.
Oh.
And so they had to Reconstruction. But there were a lot of resentment. So there was people from the North, and then they were getting black people becoming politicians down there who weren't necessarily educated. So they're kind of puppets. So there's a lot of problems in the South.
They were puppets for the North?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then carpetbaggers from the North would come in and become politicians there.
What does carpetbag mean?
People who would get their bags and travel down, I imagine.
So Abraham Lincoln was the president?
Yeah.
And was he living in D.C. or the South?
I don't know. I don't know if they had D.C. at that point.
So the
but he was, you know, on the North side, of course.
Oh, he was.
I don't know where he lived.
But did he want to end slavery?
I think he kind of did.
Oh, why?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but it was, there's all kinds of problems with it, potential problems and complications. And so, I don't know. I think that he wanted to send them to Africa. Some of them did leave to Africa.
Abraham Lincoln wanted to send them to Africa?
I think.
And why?
Because they weren't like normal white Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so the North won and then the South lost. And as a result, slavery ended.
Yeah.
And why do some of your callers think that slavery has something to do with the N-word? Why are they missing the so-called N-word up with slavery?
Because
they weren't using that word back then. That were
I think they started. They were starting to use it
when Abraham Lincoln was alive.
Maybe I think so. I forget. I was looking up the history of the N-word. Actually, I love this topic. You can see my excitement.
Yeah.
because I was arguing with the AI, right? I always talk to the AI. For
AI is a liar.
I know, but I like to get what they're claiming.
Okay.
And so I'm like, they weren't always using it as like a negative. It was just their word for the black people.
Right.
And the AI is like, yeah, but by the
AI can say, yeah, but.
I'm putting words in AI's mouth, of course, okay? Info may be false. But by 1860, which was around the time of the Civil War, I think, there were people who were using it to refer to black people in a negative way. But there were also people who just used it and not negative, as a negative.
So were black people back then offended by that word? Or they didn't think it's AI because that's all?
I asked them. And I think...
who, AI?
Yeah.
AI don't know.
I know, but AI looks around to the internet and whatever people say on the internet.
Oh, okay.
And people lie, of course. And then AI also surmises things wrongly. But some were and some weren't. Some called themselves that. Some didn't. And AI, of course, wants to say, oh, like the historians say, oh, it was used to put them in their place or something like that. but it was used affectionately by both blacks and whites. And
according to AI?
Mm-hmm. They called it paternalistically, though, like a father to a child.
So I'm still not understanding why someone, when they talk about ending slavery, they made the N-word be a part of that.
Well, slavery involved black people, and the N-word has something to do with black people, particularly in America, I think, at least that's true. Like, they both have to do with black people in America, and it kind of dates back to black people's position in society somewhat, and it doesn't have to do with... He's saying more than any other war, and war has to do with people hating each other and fighting. And so it doesn't have to do with World War II. It doesn't have to do with the Revolutionary War. It doesn't have to do with any war. But the N-word, as you know, is a major, and the so-called racism thing, is a major sticking point in America and really around the world. And the Civil War was kind of about... this division and hatred and judging whites, judging whites, and hating whites over blacks.
Do you believe that? Oh, let me just say about the N-word first. As you know, I grew up in Alabama on a plantation, and I grew up on the same plantation that my grandparents, my parents, my grandparents, and their parents, everybody grew up on, born, raised. As a matter of fact, my grandfather, and then my grandfather's father, and maybe beyond that, ran the plantation. And so when Mr. Charlie come by, we had to go up on the hill and get their big white house ready for them, because I think they live somewhere in the city, Union Spring or somewhere. And when Mr. Charlie said, when he said he was sick, we said, yes, Master, we sick too. No, I'm saying.
Was it Mr. Charlie?
My master. My master said he's sick.
He was the one who owned the plantation that you guys all grew up on generationally?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Charlie was his first name?
No, his name was Comer, I think.
Oh, okay, that would make sense.
Yeah. Because the area I lived in was called Comer Hill.
Right. Wow. Nice.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
But my point is, I'm sure I heard the N-word at some point growing up, right? Maybe on TV or something.
You guys didn't call each other that?
But I don't remember hearing that word until I moved to the city, like Indiana and California. And black people were saying that more than any white person I ever heard say it. But I never really heard black people or white people using that word when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it being presented as though it was like a thing in the South. The N-word was a thing, right?
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. Now, I'm sure you can find somebody that right. was using it. I'm not saying it didn't. But I just didn't. Black people, I don't even know any black people around me that was using it at all.
Yeah.
You know, my family members, cousins, even my cousins who lived across the creek in Russell County. I lived in Barber County.
Russell, we love you.
Russell, we love you. We love you in the sunshine, in the fall. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. But I don't remember hearing that word, but yet people that were not there pretend like it was such a popular word that was being used by white people. And it just, I wasn't aware of that.
There
and I would go to town in Hirschburg, Eufaula. I don't, but they present, they talk about it like it was a prevalent word by white people.
Yeah.
It wasn't even prevalent by blacks.
Right. They made it bigger than it ever was by anybody. And then projected their hatred onto whites who ever use it.
Right. And so if they got a banned word, if they gotta do it, they're so weak they have no other choice. It should be banned from the black using it, because if the black stopped using it, it would never be heard. Or rarely be heard.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask. I know. I accidentally hit the thing. Had not Abraham Lincoln or the North or the South ever tried to end slavery, do you believe slavery would have ended naturally by itself?
Possibly. I don't know. Because people find a way that's better when they're squeezed. You know, they invented the cotton gin. And so one of my more hateful, if you will, callers refers to black slaves as obsolete farm equipment. Because the cotton gin basically replaced them. I heard from a documentary movie, propaganda, of course, that the South was poorer than the North, and part of it was because slavery, in a way, is socialism. You still get food and water, no matter how good or bad of a job you do, and so some people were eager to earn their freedom and buy their freedom. And so some of them were better workers. But the South wasn't as rich as the North, which was more industrialized and were paid for their work more than just room and board.
But the blacks in the South were doing better or were better off than the blacks in the North.
Yeah, maybe
those
it was
who had all the factories to work at and all that.
I totally believe that. The North was more cities, and cities were more degenerate and more hateful.
Yeah, because that's where when I would go up north to Indiana, Gary, East Chicago, and Gary, Indiana, and I would see the blacks fighting with each other like never before.
Yeah.
And they'd be mad at the white man. Where down in the South, I didn't see that as much.
Right. Crazy.
And so do you think slavery would have ended by itself naturally?
Quite possible. Yeah.
I have a strong feeling that it would have too.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, I'll tell you when I come back from the break.
Okay.
Ask me to tell you that.
All right.
Right after this break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Like the videos. Don't forget to like the videos. The women's forum is this Thursday night. If the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, it is the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not. And then, so this Thursday night at 7 p.m., and you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/event for more information. rebuildingtheman.com/event.
Huh? Events.
Events. More than one. And check out the merch. We have amazing merch, all right? We have our American Hope coin ad there. We're selling silver coin for... to celebrate 250 years of America. Our merch is there, the books, coffee, Punchy's Coffee, T-shirts, and my books are amazing, by the way, T-shirts and everything there. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, and every dime goes back into the nonprofit and the show, doing what we're doing here. So thank you for helping us to help others, all right? And don't forget to like these videos. And I will do shout-outs for you as well. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, whatever the occasion is, I would do it for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And whatever the occasion, all right? So I'm talking to Hake, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. about the Civil War and the N-word, because I was listening to the show and it seemed to be a theme right now. People are very concerned about it, whether legitimate or not. And so, Hake, what did I say before?
You believed that slavery would have ended naturally.
I believe that it would, because in the South, blacks and whites, for the most part, are more decent in that it was taught by blacks and whites. And not all, I'm sure, but most, to love one another and not hate one another, to pray for one another. And so men and women knew that, both the whites and the blacks, and they would quickly say, don't hate, pray for them. They don't know what they're doing. And also, there was like a certain respect there that is not there anymore in the rest of the country. So I think because of that, if the, and I don't know for sure, but if the so-called Civil War had never happened and the so-called Civil Rights Movement never come along, that blacks and whites would be much closer today. Because those two things stirred up anger and animosity, and it caused people to fight one another openly like they do today. Whereas before, I don't remember all that fighting going on until the so-called Civil Rights Movement came along. So I think it would have ended by itself. And you say?
It's quite possible. It may have, and it may have continued, but in like a,
yeah,
in a different way. You know, there's people today who are just on the streets messing up everybody else's lives,
right,
and businesses.
Yeah.
And maybe they ought to be put in a work situation where they have to, they can maybe gain their freedom. But, you know, all this sort of moral pretense about judging the slavery, we have worse morals today, seemingly.
Yeah.
We've traded one bad thing, let's say it was bad,
one
for something
bad
worse.
Sport at home, but, yeah.
So I looked up why the North cared. There was like power struggle because, and then also they had so-called free labor, whereas the up north, northern workers and farmers couldn't compete as much financially with the southern plantation owners because the slaves were not necessarily paid.
I don't ever remember, and maybe this has happened before I was born or something, but I don't ever remember when we worked in plantation that we didn't get a paycheck.
But you were afterwards.
After what?
You were several decades after the end of slavery.
But during slavery, they provided houses and food and everything.
Right. It was
so
just
like
a different
setup.
They
were still getting paid.
Yeah. The other thing was, you know, they had that 3/5 compromise where they had like 4 million slaves, I guess, because 4 million slaves were freed. Mm-hmm. At the end of the Civil War, I heard. But they had a bunch of slaves, and those were people. And they knew that they were people. They're like, we need these people to count for our representation in Congress so that we can, because we're not just a sparsely populated South. We need representation and political power.
So I wonder, was the war fight over getting more votes? Was it about really freeing the slaves because they felt bad for the slaves, or did they want more votes, and so they wanted to free the blacks so they could vote a certain way?
There was a lot of that. There was a lot of just political power. You know, over in, we wanted to control Congress. New Western states were joining the Union.
Right.
And some of them were banned from having slaves even before being able to join. And so there was this fight going on in the, and who knows what all was involved motivated them.
One thing I know for sure, when the North wanted to free the slave, it wasn't out of love.
Yeah.
It was because they looked down south and they saw all these poor black people enslaved, and they want to free them because they love them. It wasn't about love, that's for sure.
Well, some of them may have been convinced by a false love because there was that book, Uncle Tom's Cabin, that came out eight, nine years before the war started.
Right.
And it was supposedly about the realities of slavery at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so there was like this moral thing, moralizing thing.
Oh, Lord. I would think about the N-word again during the break. The only time I really start hearing the N-word was when the so-called Civil Rights Movement came along, and Martin Luther King and all those people were trying to impose blacks upon the whites and whites upon the blacks, make them live in the same neighborhood, make them go to the same school. And so there were white people who were fighting against that. And so they were, if I watched the news, when I reflect, I would hear it on the news, well, you don't want those nigger rah-rah in our neighborhood.
Right.
You can't force me to love the nigger rah-rah.
Right.
And I understood that. And even the older black people understood that, too. You can't make somebody love you.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to impose on people like that.
Totally.
And so it was understood by the elderly blacks at that time that, and then the elderly whites, that what the so-called civil rights leaders were trying to do was impose on people. They were trying to make white people let blacks into their businesses that they started themselves. And then the blacks up in the city, and those from up north who came down to Alabama and Mississippi and all that, they were doing it because of the thrill of it, imposing and making the white people mad. And it's not that they thought it was right.
Yeah, I notice when you impose and fight and push for quote-unquote change of other people, not yourself, you end up causing all kinds of resentment, and there's no telling what destruction will come from
it. Right. And even God doesn't, people talk about free will. Even God doesn't make you love him.
Right.
He allow you to love him if you decide, you know what, I'm tired of loving evil. I want to love God. And then he allows that. That's the only choice you make, whether you want to love God or hate God. And most people hate him, and some people say, I want to love him when they're tired of suffering. But even God don't make you love him, because that's not love. And so you can't make somebody move into your community and expect to get along.
Yeah.
Blacks and whites would have done that naturally if they had stayed out of it. The civil rights movement and all that mess had not happened.
Well, the activists and the politicians and the people who push for that change are some of the worst people in the world.
Yeah. They're evil. excuse me. You asked me about a hat.
Yeah, because I have this farmer emoji, this black farmer emoji that I sometimes put. And so I was wondering if black people or you guys wore hats down in the South on the plantation.
What do you mean by hats?
Like a straw hat.
Yeah, we went to the field.
Okay, nice.
I mean, it's so hot out there, you know, especially around noon when that heat comes right down on you.
Right.
We had straw hats on then.
Okay, nice. Good to know.
And if we went to play baseball, you know, out in the open field, and then if it was really hot, we'd wear a hat then.
A baseball hat?
A baseball hat or a straw hat. But it wouldn't be because we were forced to do it.
Oh, I wasn't thinking you were forced.
But why do you ask that?
For the sake of this farmer emoji. This farmer has a hat, a straw hat, and I can turn the farmer black. And he also has, like, a pitchfork or something.
No. Was that old MacDonald?
Oh, no, he has a carrot.
Was that old MacDonald who had a farm?
Could be.
You remember him?
E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. It was a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Moo, 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 everywhere.
Gabba, gabba.
Old man done had a dog. It was a bow wow here and a bow wow there. I remember.
And on this farm, he had a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on this farm, he had a dog.
Pig, usually.
Who did not live in the house, but lived outside. Had a pig. I remember when I was in the first grade, Miss Dennard used to sing that with her. We were like little kids, 6 years old. And she used to be like, oh, my daughter, it was a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. I'm like, what the? Amazing.
Nice.
So in closing, you believe that slavery, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you believe that slavery would have naturally ended on its own? At least to some form.
It would have changed. It would have changed. And I think the war and that killing and the changing of the people's freedoms and stuff and imposing is worse than the slavery.
And you believe that the N-word would not have been such a big deal as they make it now.
Yeah. The politics of America
would
be quite different.
One last thing about that, and then I got to move on. I noticed that the when your callers, some of your callers call, and it's interesting to hear, they never bring up that black people own slaves too.
Yeah.
Big Bob told them about how many black people own slaves in Tennessee and other, I think Tennessee and other places. But I never hear anybody call your show and complain about that.
When I was growing up, it was common knowledge. Like, we learned that, I think, in school, elementary school, when we first learned about it.
Yep. But so why nobody ever bring that up in discontent?
Because you're not supposed to be discontented about black people doing wrong or something like that.
Own
if you're
slave.
A liberal. Yeah.
But so was it okay for the black to own a slave, but not for white people to own them?
I don't know. I think it was all okay as long as you did right by your slaves. And they did right by you.
And then I never hear any of your callers say, well, it wasn't the white man who went to Africa and bought the slave. It was the Arabs bought the slave from other black people. Because in Africa, black people were being used at like money.
Yeah.
They used money. They used the blacks. In Africa, other black people use black people to buy cows and buy sluts and things like that.
Interesting.
But you never hear that either.
Right.
They act like the white man went over there and got them.
And they call it chattel slavery.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just makes them seem like full-blown, 100% lifelong property, like cattle.
But
sounds like chattel.
But I never hear the reality that it was the Arabs who, and still doing it in some parts of Africa, who went there and got the blacks from other blacks and sold them around. They act like the white man just went over there and got a boatload of blacks and brought them.
That's why they think whites are the most evil people on earth, inhuman and hateful to this day.
The human heart is wicked.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Hank.
You're welcome.
Amazing. What do you think about the shooting down in San Diego yesterday?
Terrible. A couple of teenagers did it.
Yeah.
At a mosque.
Down in San Diego, California on yesterday, May, what was yesterday's date?
The 18th, May 18th,
May
18th,
2026. New York Times is reporting two teenagers shot and killed three people on Monday at the Islamic Center of San Diego. And it's one of the little Allahu Akbar mosques down there. And then among the three killed was a security guard. Watch this from 13 News Now.
This morning, a security guard hailed a hero after that deadly shooting at a San Diego mosque.
This is something that we have never expected to take place.
Police say the guard died protecting others. The mosque posting this image identifying him as Amin Abdullah, being described as the nicest man you'll ever meet and a devoted father of eight.
But I have deep gratitude to the security officer who was here, whose actions and heroism undoubtedly saved lives.
Three people were killed when gunmen opened fire at the mosque, as many as 100 first responders rushing to the scene.
Reportedly, two shooters.
A school is also on the grounds. This line of children holding hands, being led away from the building, flanked by officers with guns drawn.
I tell you what got me. Watching the kids come running out. Just thankful to be alive.
No children were injured.
Amazing. And also, how come when people die, everybody say, they were such nice, loving, sweet, fun, laughter, outgoing person? But they don't think that way about them while they're living. Huh?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
Well, some people are considered kind of nice.
No, no such thing as
nice. He looked like he was nice. Like a black Muslim type of a guy.
The police said the suspects were ages 17 and 18. This is from ABC News.
Authorities say the attack was carried out by a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old. They opened fire at a landscaper, then down the street, who survived. The suspects then died in their vehicle from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Sources say they had anti-Islamic writings with them.
Was any of that information indicative of how he might be targeting the Islamic Center or Muslims?
Yeah, we are actively investigating this as a hate crime.
An official say 2 hours before the shooting happened, they received a call from the mother of one of the suspects, who said her son was suicidal, that her weapons and a vehicle were missing, and he left with a friend wearing camo. Overnight, FBI agents seen entering one of the suspect's homes as the community searches for answers.
The religious intolerance and the hate, unfortunately, that exists in our nation is unprecedented.
And sources tell ABC News that investigators are looking at those two teenagers, Kane Clark and Caleb Vasquez, as the suspects in the shooting.
Amazing. Why do they call it hate crime when all crime is hate?
If it's a real crime, then yeah.
Right.
Some stuff is called crime when it's...
I know, but when it's a real crime, it's hate crime. And yeah. It's like, I'm killing you because I love you.
Right.
It's a hate crime.
It's because they want to crack down on people who don't like this diversity stuff that's been pushed on Americans.
I know online they have pictures of the two guys who they say did the shooting.
Yep.
And according to the report, and allegedly killed themselves. Are we allowed to show those pictures?
We are. I imagine we are allowed. I don't know if we have them on hand.
Oh, okay.
But we can just qualify that this is unconfirmed. This is what's floating around.
It's unconfirmed.
Although one of them was a minor.
So we probably shouldn't show it.
I don't know why they don't show minors.
Yeah, we'll hold off.
Okay.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Okay. But, this is what's happening over in Europe right now, too. They allowed all these Muslims to come over to enter their country.
Right.
They're having the same battle that we're now having here as a result of allowing these Muslims in. And that guy that was speaking, what did he say it was hate?
The hate is, he's investigating it as a hate crime, the police chief said.
The Muslim person.
The Muslim guy said the hate or something like that is unprecedented.
But reality is, and I'm not encouraging anger. Y'all know that. Don't be mad at anybody about anything. Don't be violent. But it's known that the Muslims are here to conquer America.
Yeah.
To conquer Europe. And they hate the great Satan. They think we're the great Satan in Israel, the little Satan. And so they're in our country to conquer. That doesn't mean you go and hurt them and don't be mad at them and all that. No anger and no violence, but they're here to conquer us, but they're acting like we went to their country to conquer them.
They're not here to assimilate.
Not at all. What a mess.
Well, some of the times we've gone to war, and that's created refugees, so-called, and so those refugees somehow end up here. But that's not the only thing that's going on.
So no violence, folks. Drop the anger and fight without anger, and you'll fight in the right way. But don't hurt each other. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
They make you feel good or they make you angry. And the woman's going to have to say.
You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this hero world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday, May 19th, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back. We will get to your calls as well as your super chats from yesterday. Many super chats from yesterday that we did not get to quite. And today. All right? Nice. They're pushing. Oh, let me just tell you. Teenage gunmen opened fire outside of a San Diego mosque. They killed three people, as well as themselves, allegedly, right? According to that report that you just heard. And they also shot at a landscaper. He was saved by his helmet, though he was bleeding. I didn't know that landscapers tended to wear helmets. Wonder why he had a helmet. God told him to do it. And they were 17 and 18. One of them was last name Vasquez. The other last name, I forget, Craig or something. Anyway, Trump says that he has called off an Iran strike, at least for now. He's not happy. They're not happy, I hear, with Iran's concessions. They need to make more concessions, such as not making a nuclear weapon. Thousands of people ordered to evacuate in Simi Valley. That's, I think, up that-a-way in like the valley, kind of like San Fernando Valley, except Simi Valley. Maybe it's part of San Fernando Valley, or maybe it's a different valley, not sure. But it's up that-a-way, you know, northwest of L.A., crazy wildfires and evacuations. Crazy. And there's an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Now, because there's like two different Congos, right? And this Ebola outbreak in May 2026, today, I mean this year, yesterday, an American man, a missionary man, a Christian, he has a wife and children, but he was tested positive for it. He was over there helping the people in Congo, formerly known as Zaire. And that's where this Ebola thing first came to the surface, from back in like 1976 or something. And they say that it was maybe from like fruit bats, but it's a terrible disease. Average of 50% mortality, but it could be as high as 90% mortality. And in some cases, it's a little bit lower, but depends on how good their stuff is and how quickly they get you and stuff like that, whether you may survive or not. Crazy. And so it's also in Uganda's, I guess, capital city. Let's see. In Ituri province of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, imported cases from Ituri have been reported in Democratic Republic of Congo's capital of Kinshasa and its North Kivu province, as well as in Uganda's capital city of Kampala. Terrible. So it's another epidemic of Ebola. We heard about one in like 2016, right? Or 2013 through 2016. I forget how long it lasted, but it was terrible. And it was even happening, I think, in like Texas, right? I don't know. But it's scary. Terrible. Anyway, there is a... Let me tell you a little bit more about the shooters. Two teenage shooters opened fire at the largest mosque in San Diego County Monday, killing three men and then themselves, allegedly, right? They killed themselves a few blocks away. It's investigated as a hate crime. There was no specific threat, according to AP, made against the Islamic Center of San Diego, but authorities found evidence the suspects engaged in generalized hate rhetoric. San Diego Police Chief Scott Wahl, W-A-H-L, said. The search for two teenagers began hours before the attack, after a mother of one of the boys, or young men, reported her son seemed suicidal and had run off with like camo, and her like three of her guns were missing, as well as her car. Terrible. So Wall said weapons were missing from the home and the mother's vehicle was gone. Terrible. And Trump said that that America's allies in the Gulf asked him to wait for 2 to 3 days, because they feel they are close to a deal with Iran. He was going to strike them on Tuesday, but alas, he is withholding it. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just got some things you got to do, but you would love to still listen to the show as it is happening, you can. It's been made possible. So you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. A spiritual battle, warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong. Heaven is not earth, and man, slash woman, is not God. And this is hell or earth inside of human beings. Why do you think human beings work so hard to hurt one another? They roam the earth to hurt one another. And they are hurting because their hearts are wicked. They have no love. And they get a thrill off of hurting you. And they hurt, the demons inside of them are hurting them to keep them where they are. And so they go and try to hurt others to keep others where they are, can keep you from moving forward in life. How long will you fall for the lie? Demons are not your friends, and human beings are not your friends because they can't help it. Forgive them, they know not what they do. So you heard me talking to Hake in the first hour there, and you can check Hake out every day, Monday through Friday. Right after my show, the Hake, HAKEReport.com, and then the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report from 11 to 1 p.m. Let me go to Samson out of Ohio. Samson, you are on the air.
Hello, how are you doing today? I just wanted to say something about the person called Chad Builder. I don't necessarily agree with
what is that?
Chad the Builder.
Oh, he built houses?
No, he was a person that was on YouTube, I believe, and do some videos about.
Oh, I'm being told it was Chud.
Chud, yeah.
Not Chad.
Chud the Builder.
And he doesn't build houses.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't build apartment buildings either.
No.
Okay. So I am familiar with him. He is the guy that, according to report, he goes around somewhere in Texas or somewhere, and he asks black people about the N-word, right?
Well, that's one of the things that he does.
In Tennessee, I'm told.
Yeah, that's one of the things that he does do. I don't necessarily support his, you know, sometimes his choice in language or some of the things that he goes out and does. But I do need to say that, you know, he does have a good point in having the right of freedom of speech. And, you know, to be able to, you know, talk about things that are a problem. There was a video the other day where it was on Facebook where he says, you know, people have the right to say, you know, to people that are notorious, we don't want your trouble in our neighborhoods. You know, they have the right.
Let me ask, is it true that, and according to reports, that he goes in, up to the blacks in their area, wherever they are, and does he just call them that word, the N-word?
I've seen a few videos where, yeah, he does cross that line, and he, you know, he does do that.
So he does go over to the black person, and he calls them the N name, right? N word name.
Yeah.
And what's the purpose of doing that? Let me ask: Do you agree with him doing that?
No, I do not.
So what's his reason or purpose of doing that?
I believe to some degree, a part of it might be because of all the other videos that have been made by, of course, not made notorious on the media, black people, where they show other black people going over to white people and purposely, you know, doing or saying something to provoke them. I believe that to some degree, he's basically trying to do to them what they've been putting all over Facebook, as well as...
But should we do to others what they do to us, or should we pray for them?
Should pray for them instead.
And so why is he doing it? And I hope to interview him one day, but why is he doing that? What good is coming from that?
Well, I don't currently see anything truly good coming from it, but... You know, I mean...
And should we tempt one another to anger?
I'm sorry, what?
Should a human being tempt one another to become angry?
I don't believe that should be the, you know, the method used.
So you don't agree with what... is it Cud?
Chud. Yeah.
You don't agree with what he's doing, or you disagree with it, or?
Well, in general, I do disagree. You could say, but people do have a right to say something about, you know, the problems that come from the black community.
Right. If you want, you're absolutely right. If you want to disagree with the problem, especially if the problems are affecting you, and you want to disagree with it, I totally agree with that. But I don't know if you're supposed to go out. And I haven't seen him yet, so I don't know. It looked like I may have seen one. Somebody, my producer, someone showed me. But you're not supposed to deliberately go out to try to hurt anyone, because what you have then are two devils fighting one another, and that's what evil wants you to do. It wants you to fight. Am I wrong?
Yes. That is correct, yes.
And so I heard that this Chud was arrested. Is he still in jail?
Yeah, I heard that, too. They're trying to convict him of homicide, and I believe convict him possibly of about 62 years.
How many years?
About 62, I think.
Oh. So is he still in jail or he's out?
Right at this moment, I'm not exactly sure.
Nick, what happened? Did he shoot somebody? I'm not sure, so I don't know. Nick knows a little bit more about it. Nick of the Anchor Baby Show. What happened? Do you know what happened? Been reported to have happened.
Well, last I heard, his bond was set at like $1 million+, and so that's
his bond for doing what?
And that is because he got into an altercation with someone allegedly that turned into shooting.
Oh,
so he was out. He says that he was out, and that someone either recognized him, started calling out to him. He began speaking to the person. He says that this individual then started saying, if you start doing the chimp out stuff to me, I'm going to punch you. And then he did punch him. And then that's when the chud, the builder guy, he says he shot him. And also shot himself by accident.
So I'm being told he is in jail right now. That's from WKRN News 2.
And I got what I got from him. That was just his what he alleged in the video when he was talking to police.
So what do you think about Nick? So he's going over to the blacks, and he calling some of the – oh, he is using the N-word, right, to see what they think about it or what?
Are you asking me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does. Goes around and he's like has conversations with people.
Oh, okay.
But people recognize him. He's like a known user of the N-word, so it quickly usually turns into, hey, you know, I don't like that you do that. And he says, well, I'm going to do it anyways. And if you don't like it, I'm going to say it to you right now to your face.
Nessa, we have the soundbite from WKRN News 2. Simpson, just hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I want to play this soundbite about his arrest out of Tennessee. So that's soundbite 14-3A, Nick.
Ready.
Okay.
Some breaking news to tell you about. The social media influencer known as Chud the Builder is now facing an attempted murder charge after a shooting today outside the Montgomery County Courthouse. Deputies say Dalton Etherly, better known in social media as Chud the Builder, was involved in a fight leading to gunfire. Both men were hospitalized. Deputies just arrested Etherly, charging him with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Tonight, he's being held in the Montgomery County Jail.
Amazing. That report was from May 13, 2026. Samson, what do you say about that?
Well, you know, it makes me think about the case about the Ukrainian woman who came here from Ukraine and got stabbed on that train. I believe it was in North Carolina, and how they're basically trying to keep the person who did it to her from having to stand trial for it. I sort of think about that, and I compare it, and I say to myself, you know, they seem like they're going really hard on him, but on this other character, they're going a lot softer, trying to put it off. And, you know, to some degree, that doesn't seem right to me.
Is it Chud? Is he white?
Yes, he's white. And
he
he's
been accused of shooting at a black person?
Yeah.
Chud ain't never getting out of jail.
Yeah.
They ain't going to let him. White people are not allowed to do that to black people, but black people are allowed to do that to white people and get away with it.
Yeah, that's what happened to that Ukrainian woman.
Right,
that
was stabbed in the neck, according to a report.
Yeah. They're still saying that he's incompetent to stand trial.
Right, because black people in America, I'm repeating myself, but they are allowed to hurt or do whatever they want to the whites. But if it's the other way around, white people ain't never getting out of jail. Poor Chud, he ain't never going to get out of jail.
He was
attacking white
equality.
People and accused them of using the N-word. Ain't no way. He's not going to get out, Simpson.
This is definitely not racial equality, as far as I'm concerned.
No, equal justice under the law in America does not apply to white people. In their own country. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, the thing is definitely in general need, not the way this person does, has done it, but we need more people in general to be willing to speak the truth about what is really going on here in the States. As you may know, I'll give an example. As you may know, Walmart had made a report recently about how they're going to start the process of totally removing the self-checkout areas. One of their reports I read, they make the claim that the primary reason is for better customer service experience. Now, I know that the real reason why they're doing this is because the measures that they've taken previously, particularly in the black neighborhoods, haven't worked in them losing money from them shoplifting.
Yeah, they leave in Chicago for that, according to a report, and we reported on it, they'll leave in Chicago for that same reason. It's too much theft and too much violence, and their lives, the workers' lives, are at risk.
Yeah, it's ridiculous when even a whole company feels like they have to not truly be honest about why they're doing this major change, because they have to worry about being labeled racist and then being sued and, you know, all the rest of those things happening to them. So they make a report saying, you know, it's not because of that. It's more because we just want to provide our customers with a better experience.
There's what a mess.
There's also another report that came out recently on the fast food restaurants. They're going to start the process of supposedly making it eventually so that you cannot actually sit in and eat anymore.
Sit in where?
The fast food restaurants, like, you know,
can't
McDonald's.
Sit in the restaurant?
They said that they're thinking about starting that process of making it so that, yeah, you can't do that.
I don't blame them. It's too much of a risk now. But do you realize some of that the United States government and these organizations and these religious groups, they want people doing this. They want people fighting. They want the fear, and they want the animosity between the people, because as long as the people act that way, they get power and money, and they use the people's actions to get power and money for themselves. And because the average person doesn't have self-control, they end up doing what these people want them to do. It's a setup. Because if they didn't want it, Samson, they would put the police back on the streets. They would load up the prisons. They would bring back bail bonds. But they want you fighting. They want you afraid of one another. It brings in money and power for them.
Good little pawns. Yep.
Amazing. Well, one last question. Though you and I don't know for sure, do you think that Chud will ever get out of jail for what he's been accused of, especially if he was using that N-word and he was saying that to the blacks? Do you think, and he's white, allegedly he's white, right? He's white, Nick?
Yeah. Sorry.
Do you think he's going to ever get out of jail?
Well, I'll have to say I am extremely doubtful.
Me too. I could be wrong. Maybe he will get out. But I was told that he couldn't even bail himself out of jail.
Yeah. I'm extremely doubtful. I believe that to some degree a focus is on making an example out of him rather than serving real justice.
Are you white, Samson?
Yes, I am.
And do you live in fear?
In fear of what exactly?
In fear of being called racist or being attacked by the blacks or any of those type of things? Do you have fear of those things?
At this point in my life, I mean, as much as it may sound terrible, I've actually gotten used to having to deal with those things. They don't bother me like they used to.
And so do you live in fear?
No, I do not at this point.
You're not afraid of being called racist or being attacked by a black?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I know that sounds terrible, but I've been dealing...
How does it sound terrible? That you don't have fear does not sound terrible. That's the right way. You're not supposed to have fear.
Well, I mean, what I mean by that is at one point I was, you know, more, how do I put this, more considerate of other people and other groups. But as time went by, I sort of became more and more focused on, you know, making sure I'm okay and sort of not, you know, as prioritizing others as I used to. So,
do you love the blacks?
In general?
No, do you love the blacks?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
But I can't agree with, especially with the liberal part of them, what direction they're going in.
Right. No, you don't have to live with them or agree with them, but your responsibility, if you're of love, is to love even your enemy. But that doesn't mean you got to play with them. You just don't hate them.
When I was growing up, I had some of them as friends growing up. My mom even supported them. So they were a part of my life. So, yeah. But at the same time, though, that doesn't obligate me, nor do I agree with this direction that they're going in.
Did they work on your plantation?
Oh, no. I was born in the North.
Oh. Were they your housemates? No, I'm playing. I'm just playing, Sassam. I'm joking.
More like my neighbors in other apartments. And, you know, we play in the same, same playgrounds.
No, I know. I'm just messing around. You're black. Thank you, Sassam.
Have yourself a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Fris. Out of Florida. Fris, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Nice. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that Chud, the builder guy.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, what he got, he deserved, because he's honestly provoking people. And then, too, I feel as though he should have took that energy and gave it to the white people, like the white men. Because white men are soft nowadays.
They're what?
So instead of him, they're soft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So instead of him going to the blacks, I think he should have just went to the white boys and like, hey, why y'all so soft? Or stop being cowardly, or, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. Because you're not going to get anywhere with the blacks. You're not, you know? There's nothing good going to come out of it. You provoking them and saying nigger. I didn't really care about the nigger part.
You can't say just word. Don't you say nigger rah rah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nigger rah rah.
All right.
Oh, my bad. I know we can't. Okay.
Yeah.
But
I don't care about according to the rules of the FAA or somebody. But you can say nigger rah rah, but don't say the other word. But go ahead.
Oh.
The FCC don't want you to say that. Somebody. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay, they'll get in trouble. Okay, yeah. But no, him going to the blacks, calling them the N-word, it really wasn't going to do anything. I think he was just doing it to practice his free speech, to show that, hey, us white people do still have free speech, which is awesome. I mean, do your thing. But he went at the wrong people. He really should have went to the white men, because, you know, white men are a little... They're not even lenient anymore. They're just very, you know, weak or cowardly right now. They don't stand up for themselves.
I'm being told that Chud would say that you believe in free speech. And so he was doing it. I haven't seen him say this, and I don't know. I'm just repeating what I'm being told right now. But is that free speech to be able to go over to the blacks as a white man and say that to them? Is that free speech?
Yes, of course. Because the blacks call each other, black people are called black people the worst of the worst.
I know, yeah.
That white man calling blacks the N-word is like, it's nothing, to be honest, compared to what black people call each other, degrade each other, insult. I'm talking about like you're nothing. So for the blacks to get a rise at the white man calling them the N-word, I mean, come on, guys. Black people call each other the N-word in a nice way, in a bad way. So I don't understand why a white boy or whoever else would come into your community calling you the same word that you call each other. It's crazy, and it's very childish.
Why do you think that blacks pretend to get angry when white people say it, whereas they say that word all the time to each other, and especially when they're mad at you and hate you, they use that word all the time. Why do they pretend to be mad because the white person uses it?
They just want to, honestly, they just want to, how should I say it, what, be involved or, I don't know, some weird, honestly, I really don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Look at the songs that they make and listen to.
Yeah.
And if you really look at it, when these black artists, rappers have concerts, the majority, most people that's in their concert front and center are white people. They're the ones that's like paying most of the, you know, buying most of the tickets and all that. I'm not saying black people don't come out and show out, but majority of them are young white kids singing word for word, every bad word, whatever the lyrics are, they're saying it. There's no problem there. But as soon as they leave the concert, now they want to be free and continue saying the N-word. It's a problem. So that don't make no sense. So,
the blacks pretend to be angry at the white people when they say it, because they're really not angry about it at all.
They're not angry.
But they pretend because evil people like controlling other people. And so they say it in order to control white people. And then they get a thrill from controlling white people and seeing white people reaction to them and that word. So it's all about control. It's not about they really, really care that the white man used the word. They don't care at all.
I mean, blacks now are literally the bullies of this country right now.
Yeah.
The bullies. And it really saddens me to and I love white people. I love white men. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just amazing, especially when they got, I'm short. And, you know, especially the tall white men, they cool as hell. But to see a tall white man scared and, you know what I'm saying, like weak like that, especially when they're walking with their little ladies, it's like, wow, that's a sad sight to see for me.
But it got to get worse. Like, and all the white people have to do is look at South Africa, what the blacks have done to them over there, and look at what's happening in Europe right now, what is happening to the white people. And that's what's happening here. And I tried to tell the white, they're under genocide right now. And it's only going to get worse because they are afraid. And then when they do come out and stand up, they do it with anger.
Yeah.
And whenever you fight with anger, you're going to overreact. And then they're going to say, see, the white man is angry. He's fighting. He's doing this. You have to fight with love and not with hate.
I think white people got a lot of love. It's just right now they just putting it on pause or layaway or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. I really do wish them well, though, and they get back to being strong, confident, and not afraid to say whatever the heck they want. So,
amazing.
But that, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, Fritz. Good to hear from you, man.
You too. You guys be safe out there.
All right. Bye. I got to take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Spiritual battle, warfare between good and evil. It's not physical at all. It has nothing to do with colors, male or female. It's of the heart. If the heart is angry, / resentment, or resentful, it's going to get worse. All human beings, when you admit it or not, you don't have to admit it. All human beings, male and female, anyone who has anger, resentment, judgment, is evil. And they have no love. The Spirit of Truth says, you must be born again. Of the Father, all who are born of the mother, of the woman, must be born of the Father. Salvation is not about naming Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe that he died on the cross and that one day he rose again or gonna rise or whatever. Salvation is about the heart. God is love, nothing else but love. And we are sons and daughters of God, but you've been turned away toward evil. And you can return to the Father by dropping the anger, forgiving your mothers and your father, and you will love all. You will love God first, and then you will love all. And you, as an individual, man or woman, will be free. God created and owned the earth and everything that's in it, but Satan created and owned the psychological aspect of human beings, the emotions and the devil. Emotions, the thoughts and emotions are evil. And an emotional person is an evil person. An emotional person has no feeling for human beings at all, not only their own children or family members or anyone else. An emotional person is a schizophrenic person. Whether it's so-called good emotions or bad emotions, emotions are evil. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Amazing, huh? And also, if you need counseling or want counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. By phone, Skype, or in person. Go to anywhere in the world. And I want to tell you in advance, I do the counseling myself, so I'm really busy. So be patient. They'll get you in as soon as possible, the earliest date or the date that you want. So be patient when you request counseling at RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. By phone, Skype, or walk in, all right? Super chat. Hate running in a little late, you white. Super chats.
Oh, hello. Alexander.
Oh, hello.
Alexander from Florida bought a coffee. Oh, pardon me. Part of the reason I was dilly-dallying is because our Rumble stream has no video.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, I didn't even notice the whole time.
Really? Nobody noticed it?
They sure noticed. They were trying to get my attention.
Surely the producer of the show noticed it because he checked everything to make sure everything is working. Surely, especially since he's black.
That's normally what I do, and don't call me Shirley.
Shirley. Okay.
So pardon us, guys. You're just going to have to deal with audio only or go to pill.net or YouTube or wherever. Alexander from Florida says, I was watching an action movie after your church service and wondered, why are the good guys portrayed as violently killing the bad guys? And what would be a better depiction of a hero?
A real hero is one that dies from the ego, the false self. The one that can go through hell to enter into heaven and have a life. That's a real hero. Every other hero is a made-up hero. And what you may not realize that the world is nothing but lies. They lie all the time about everything. They make up words. They make up heroes. They make up zeros. They make up this and they make up that. A real hero is one that faces ego death, the far self, and they go through the hell. That's a real hero. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Alexander from Florida. Marilyn, good morning. Great fellowship yesterday, meaning the day before. These are super chats from Monday.
Oh, okay.
I also enjoyed The Fallen State last week. I love Tommy Robinson. He's courageous and a true representation of man being the Christ of the world. May the Father bless and strengthen him. Black heart hands emojis. Hope he finds and forgives his earthly father like you recommended. Heart.
It was amazing. I had a fun... And a very, as she was saying that, very good discussion with Tommy Robertson on The Fallen State last week. So check it out, thefallenstate.tv. And it was amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Marilyn. On Lori Bought a Coffee, new BQ answer.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
I realize all my life.
All my life.
I have been evil.
Been beat my man.
So to deny myself is to deny the evil, the devil in me. Seeing thoughts or lies and doing your assignments have taught me how to deny myself and die from the illusion. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Stay with it. Just stay on that straight and narrow path. Endure to the end. Never worry about when it's going to end, how long it's going to take. This is too hard. Because that's not you worrying at all or wondering at all. It's the voice of evil. Stay with it. Amazing. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday of the biblical question. Thank you.
So Callis on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Hey, did/do you have sciatica? How do you deal with? I don't know if I've ever had sciatica.
What is sciatica?
It's a type of pain where it kind of emanates from a nerve or nerves being pinched or severely messed up in your back.
Oh, it's a beta back thing?
It is related to beta backness.
And so do you have sciatica?
I don't know, but I have had pains and it did feel like nerves were being touched and stuff like that or whatever. But not to that level, I don't think.
Could a beta bat ever return to normal?
I think so. So depending on the back.
So you can get to a point where you have no more back pain?
I think you can, depending on the situation, you know.
So why don't you do that?
I'm on my way. You know, it's been a while since I've had to stay home because of my back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've been, you know, you exercise, you stretch, hopefully get enough rest.
And so, but you don't have sciatica?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what I recommend. Do squats, no weights. Or weights.
Who was that?
SoCalis.
Does SoCalis have a beta bat too?
I shall not disclose.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't disclose either.
Right on. Okay.
Cornerstone on Cash App. JLP for president after Trump.
Thank you. Amazing. I accept and I promise to put America first. I will send all illegals back immediately. And I would send everybody back, no matter what color, that don't, well, shouldn't be here anyway, but don't love America first and honestly. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you, whoever that was. Cornerstone.
Right on. Patty, thank you, Cornerstone.
Patty Yellow Bear. Hi, Jesse and Hake. I just got out of big mess and I started silent prayer. Patrick, Patrick, a truck driver from UK. Hugh White. God bless.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Oh, it's not Patty Yellow Bear. It's Pat Yellow Bear. I can't read.
Pat Yellow Bear.
Patrick, think the truck driver. Eric, Five Coffees. Jesse, you are the wisest being on earth, but you're wrong on this one. Hake, you skiffed my coffee where I explained why questions aren't judgment, says he.
I'm wrong. Which one?
On asking the woman about her past.
Why do you want to know her past? And why would she want to know your past? And if it's a past, that means it doesn't exist anymore. God doesn't ask you about your past. He doesn't remember your past. Why would you want to remember someone else's past? All you're going to do is judge them. And then you're going to try to make them, whether it's the man doing it to the woman or the woman doing it to the man, you're going to try to make them live up to your idea of what life should be or what they should do or how they should act. That's not good. It's just going to make you judge. But do what you want, of course. But first of all, it's not your business. Because what happened then, that doesn't mean it's happening now. And even if it's happening now, there's nothing you can do about it. What the? But okay. Thank you.
He said, I'm not sure if this is the one that I had skipped, but it might be. Always ask a woman her age, weight, body count, and what's for dinner. Women can see they're turning their back to God when they ask themselves, why do I participate in behaviors I'm ashamed of? A spiritually strong man should ask a potential wife any question that leads her to truth. He's not judging her. He already knows she's blind. He's illuminating her path.
But a spiritual, true spiritual strong man would never think of those things. And it would never ask for those things at all. Never. It wouldn't even cross his mind. Now, if it's a man who is or a woman who pretended they're spiritual, I'm spiritual, then you would ask those type of personal questions because you want to judge and think that you're better. Amazing. But thank you, though. Do what you want.
Being enlightened until I rise bought 10 coffees the other day. Morning, y'all. Amazing fellowship today, and it's barely started. This was on Sunday, apparently.
Amazing.
I wanted to respond to your beginning comment. All self-concern will keep you out of the kingdom.
Yes.
By saying only your identification with the self that isn't you has never been you, but have only ever been the demons inhabiting you is the hell you live out, keeping you from the kingdom. So being concerned with yourself is the prison that you keep by identifying, which isn't even you identifying. Amazing.
Thank you. Piffy.
I know. But
keep
she bought,
piffy.
She or he bought 10 coffees. So if
okay, you
so
don't count have it to keep as, it piffy.
Count it as yeah. 10 different Super Chats.
Right on.
Jumbled together.
How do you respond to that when the statement, all self-concerns will keep me out of the kingdom?
I'm not supposed to say I agree. If I say I agree, you'll be like, no. I love the, I really like the quote.
I didn't ask if you like the quote.
I respond.
I wrote it down because I forget how to mention it. All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
It feels quite related to your biblical question, and it aligns with what the Bible says, that Jesus said you must deny yourself if you want to follow him, take up your cross and follow him if you want to be his disciple. All this selfishness is vanity, which is not of God.
That's how you respond to that?
Yeah. I put my eyes down, downcast.
How do you respond to that, Anchor Baby? All self-concerns will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
I say all concerns are about self.
No.
Yes. You say no, I say yes.
All self-concerns will keep me out of the kingdom.
Yeah, because all concerns are about self.
Meaning what?
Like they're about ego. They're about self. They're not about God. It's not about what you think it is.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because you say self-concerns, right? It makes it sound
all
like there's other kinds of
concerns.
But they're all about self.
All self-concerns will keep me out of the kingdom.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's like a lack of faith.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Eric, and hopefully I no longer skipped a couple of coffees there.
Thank you, Eric. I really, really do appreciate it. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. Also, check out the fellowship. It's always amazing so far. At rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's amazing fellowship. Thank you.
And finishing that 10th coffee from Being Enlightened Till I Rise. As to who I am, no idea. All I know so far is that I'm not thoughts.
Right on. Stay with it. When you know who you're not, you will remember who you are. And that's so amazing. Just stay with it. Don't stop. It is working. Stay with it. Amazing.
Brandy from Hawaii. Jesse, Hawaii has a bunch of women running for office. Woman face palming. Where are all the alpha men at? She asks.
I rest my case.
God help us. We need pray to pray.
You got to pray just to make it today. You're right, Brandy. And it's happening in California. And it's happening all over the country. And it's happening so that the country cannot return. They are putting women in charge to make sure that America would never be America again. They put women in charge of the homes, the schools, to make sure that the kids will all be crazy and controlled. Amazing. Thank you.
Waylon on Rumble, a Rumble rant. I just had a $10 thought and decided to let it go. Thanks again for everything, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. So they can hear us on Rumble now?
They can hear us. They cannot see us.
Oh, okay.
And they shall never see us this whole show. we have resigned ourselves to an audio-only show on Rumble today.
Okay.
For JLP. And pray and hope and cross our fingers superstitiously that it works for Hake and Ankle Baby and you tomorrow.
You got to know how to Rumble. Thank you.
Thank you again, Waylon.
Yeah, thank you.
That was yesterday, by the way. Walking Roscoe, what did we learn based off some of the callers? Stay off social media. Scrunched face laughing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Roland 60s, House Nika.
Nicarara.
N-I-K-K-A. Thank you, Roland 60s.
Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii, Cora, blocking her parents. Is a thought too.
What?
You know how it was Cora from Michigan was lost in her thoughts about what she should do and should she do this and should she do that. And Brandy says blocking them is a thought too.
Who said that?
Brandy.
What does that mean?
You know how women
Wanted to block her parents. Oh, yesterday, call.
Right.
Cora's wanted to block her parents.
Yeah, she blocked her mother, and now she's thinking of blocking her father because her father's kind of a mama.
And what does that mean is a thought, too?
Meaning you shouldn't necessarily listen to it.
Oh.
It may not be practical.
Okay, I don't quite know how that related to that conversation, but thank you, though.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Brandy.
Yeah, thank you, Brandy.
Him Diddy with a biblical question answer.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
To do what's right without a thought of benefit.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nikki 3135 Coffees. Mama's love seeks control and is always about self. There is zero love in it. That love lies in the conditioning of humanity. Hashtag Female Monday, upside down smiley.
A mother love is so special. It's the kind of love that will kill you until the day you die. Amazing. Thank you.
Tom, three coffees. Good morning, Jesse. I know it's not the women themselves, but it is incredible how natural lying comes to a woman. Also, when they are angry or upset, they will hide instinctively, hide it, and sneakily go on the attack. Unreal. Have a good day, man.
Amazing. Thank you. And stay with it.
Bree K, five coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Sean G, donation, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you for your support.
Kaya, yesterday, I believe. No, this morning. Jesse, that shirt is amazing. It was so nice to talk to you last week, and I'm grateful to have real family in my life through Bond.
Right on. It was good talking to you. It was an amazing conversation, Kyle. Thank you. And the shirt, thanks for the complimentary shirt. It's amazing. I appreciate it.
Nice.
And it was good to talk to you. It really was. I enjoyed it. Amazing.
Victor W., you're the man.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. Amazing.
Very nice. Mike Young, hey, Jesse. Mark Furman, dead at 74. Rest in peace.
Mark Furman.
Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson trial, former police officer,
oh,
L.A.
Yeah.
He was a witness in the O.J. Simpson trial. They attacked him and accused him of racism. But it was fake news, I heard.
Oh, Mark Furman, yeah. He's dead?
At the tender age of 74. Gone too soon.
Where did Mike get it from?
I heard it, too. I said it was in the headlines.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Mike, may his soul rest in peace. Amazing.
No more thoughts. BQ, answer.
Jesus.
Oh, we don't have time. We have to read these later.
Okay, remember what you got.
Okay, no more thoughts. You're next.
All right, let me take a break. When I come back, more of your phone call. And not the fake news right now. Back in a moment. As the world moves on, time sings a song.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Crazy stuff going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of Tuesday, March May 19th, not March. May 19th, 2026 AD. In 2 days will be the third Thursday of the month, the 21st. Women's Forum that evening. This Thursday, the third Thursday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. The lines are full, y'all. You can call in every so often just in case, young or old, just in case a line opens up. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back for the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. And then after that, the Hake Report and then American Anchor Baby. Tomorrow will be Punchy TV with Bill. So cool. Nice. There are experts who are pushing a few different options worth grabbing if you're into the sunblock stuff, sunblock or sunscreen lotion thing, waterproof or water resistant or sweat resistant. I don't know. They call it stressful because they're women communists. It is election day. Today marks one of the busiest primary days of 2026, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Voters head into the polls in six states: Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, PA. One of the biggest storylines will be our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's ongoing revenge, they call it revenge campaign, the projection on their part, against Republicans who have opposed him, including Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie. He's trying to primary Thomas Massie, get rid of him. Put some Navy SEAL guy in there who one may hope might be better. Massie didn't seem bad. He seemed actually one of the best, but now he seems like a lame-o, if you ask me. You can call me about it if you disagree or if you agree in the Hake Report. Anyway, he's a frequent target of Trump's vitriol, claims Commie Nonsense Network. As you know, authorities are investigating that deadly shooting at down in San Diego's largest mosque. Who knew that there was a mosque in San Diego, although it is a populous area? Three people, including a security guard, killed yesterday at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Two teen suspects found dead. Apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds near the scene. Terrible incident. Anyway, the Iran war. President Trump says he will hold off striking Iran for now, as I mentioned last hour. He warned the U.S. is prepared for a full, large-scale assault if a deal is not reached. This comes as a source tells Commie Nonsense the U.S. believes Iran's latest proposal to end the war did not offer big enough concessions on key sticking points, including Tehran's nuclear enrichment program. Millions of dollars in foreign aid and several tons of medical supplies pouring into Central Africa amid that global homo effort to contain that deadly Ebola virus outbreak. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in the United States has banned visitors from the virus-hit region, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and a part of Uganda, as some Americans affected by the crisis scramble to get out. Pray for that missionary guy, I guess, right? He caught the disease. His family, wife and children, are asymptomatic at this point. I don't think they've tested positive for it, but he has it. He may have symptoms, and who knows what's going to happen to him. Lord knows. Anyway, Elon Musk, the billionaire and the great American hero and South African hero, by the way, he and his legal team are planning to appeal the outcome of his lawsuit against OpenAI and his former co-founder, Sam Altman. On Monday, a so-called California jury took 2 hours to render a verdict in the massive lawsuit case, finding that Elon Musk, according to them, waited too long to file the lawsuit against the maker of ChatGPT. Terrible. Anyway, Shakira, Spain's tax authority, has been ordered to repay Shakira, you know, that singer woman from, she's Colombian, right? I think, more than $64 million after a court ruled they wrongly pursued the superstar over unpaid taxes. Congrats, Shakira. Bad Boys Spain. I'm James Hake. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question for those men and women who want to overcome evil by knowing themselves. It's for you and to remind you to stay present. Don't forget to stay present. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and about and you just got to do what you got to do, but you would love to still hear the show as it is happening, you can podcast anywhere in the world and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back. Yee-haw! Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what the?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. 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 888-7753-773. I had a discussion with Tommy Robertson on the FallenState.tv. And you can check that out, The Fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N, TheFallenState.tv. And Tommy is an activist down in out over in the U.K. And he had a major rally this past Friday. And he's white, and he's standing up for white people in his country, because according to reports over there in the UK, the Allahu Akbar people have been allowed to come in, and they're like totally taking over the UK in the same way that they're being allowed to take over America. And you all know that Allahu Akbar's mission is to conquer the world, to spread the Allahu Akbar religion. And they know that the government now in white countries are about money and power, and that the government of these white countries can care less about white people and their own land. And so Tommy is fighting to stand up for that. He's fighting back. Here's a couple of sound bites from the rally, the march that they had over there in the UK. This is from BBC. Tens of thousands of protesters joined two rival marches in London on Saturday. The Unite the Kingdom rally, organized by far right figure Tommy Robertson, and the pro-Palestine demonstration. Amazing, huh? Think about this, white people in America, in South Africa, and in the UK, over in England, London. White people founded those countries, built them, made them amazing. And your own government, because of their desire for power and wealth, is allowing the white countries to be taken over. And it's crazy because the ego, which is the nature of the devil, doesn't know that when the Allahu Akbar people take over, or whatever, wherever they're from, that they're going to vote out the white people. Look what's happening in America. We have Ilhan Omar and Rashid, that female from some Allahu Akbar country. They're going to take over the country, vote you out of your own country, and you're going to be on the run. The white government doesn't even know that, because they only desire power for themselves. Perceived power is not real power. So thousands of people showed up to Tommy's rally, according to the report. This is from X. At the event, counter-protesters allegedly with the pro-Palestine demonstration chanted, "Shoot him in the neck like Charlie Kirk." They were targeting, according to a report, they were targeting Tommy Robertson. Watch this from X.
So they've just said that they want to hang Tommy Robinson and shoot him in the neck like Charlie Kirk. It's getting very aggressive.
Amazing, huh? According to a report, shoot him in the neck. When did white countries get to the point where people can outright call for your death and get away with it, if that's true? In your own land, you invited these people, or allow, well, the citizens of the UK, London, did not invite these people. It's the government doing for power, perceived power, but especially for money. According to the report, shoot them in the neck. Does that sound like the same attack on the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, here in America? I could be wrong, but hasn't three attempts been made on him and the people? Some of his enemies rejoiced. This is evil, folks. Where's the love? Why can't you live a life? If you want to disagree, okay. But why not live a life of love? Okay, I disagree with you, but I wish you well. Why do you have to live a life of agreeing or disagreeing? Why? This is evil on earth. Salvation is about a return to the Father. It's about love. It's about love. Where's the love? That's why I said, in our fellowship and here, why don't you lay your weapon down and leave the battlefield? And when you leave the battlefield, as in, your war is over, no more fighting. Because it's just two devils fighting one another. And no one wins. Have you ever noticed that? No, you haven't, but you should notice. Nobody wins in a war. Because it's just two devils fighting. Evil on both sides. The light doesn't fight. The light is. And when the light is, there is no darkness, meaning that there's no more fighting. There's nothing to fight or anyone to fight for any reason. And you know what? You're not even in control anyway. You're not even in control of your physical life. Only God is. Because you could be walking down the road and somebody just walk up behind you and knock you out. But God protects you from all that when you walk in the light. Shoot him in the neck. They're chanting that according to the report. Is that not evil? Nick Shirley, according to this report, exposed the corruption over there in London. Nick Shirley on X. Hundreds of thousands of marchers on the street of London against their government. Hundreds of thousands marched on the streets of London. London. I love saying London. London. Marched on the street against their government. There's no freedom of speech, unvetted immigration, and mass surveillance in the UK. Watch this from Nick Shirley on X.
Today we're here in the streets of London, and today it's set to be one of the biggest marches in the history of the United Kingdom. Hundreds of thousands of people are set to come in from all across the United Kingdom to come into the streets of London today. Right now, over 4,000 police officers have been deployed into London, and they have new cameras that have facial recognition, and they're tracking quite literally everyone that comes into this protest. And they have even banned journalists from entering into the United Kingdom to cover this event.
They've imported hostile, violent men into our communities, and then they've tried to smear us as racists or extremists for wanting protection of our women.
Now, this is the revolt. This is the peasants revolting.
It needs to stop branding hard-working Brits as far right. We just want to be heard, and he's ignoring us.
At the end of the day, do you think a civil war is inevitable here?
Yeah, it's been going on for years. I don't recognise my country no more.
Keir Starmer is like an actual traitor.
Amazing, huh? Keir Starmer is the president over there or something. White people fighting for their own freedom in their own country. Your government let them in, invited them in. Your government wants you fighting so they can call you racist and control you. Here's Nick Shirley on X. Nick Shirley's all over the place. I remember him. He was up there in over there where Ilion live. Where's that?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I was about to say Somalia.
Right, Somalia, Minnesota. And then he was in California. Now he all up in London. He white. Apparently, is it, what's the guy's name over there, the president?
Keir Starmer.
Keir?
Yeah, Keir Starmer.
Keir Starmer called the march racist. Watch this from Nick Shirley on X.
Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, has been outspoken against those that are attending this march, saying that this march is led by convicted thugs and people that are spreading division and hate here inside the United Kingdom. He called it racist, actually.
Tomorrow's march in London is a reminder of what we're up against in the battle of our values. The organisers, including convicted thugs and racists, are peddling hatred and division.
How do you guys feel about what your Prime Minister said about those that attend this march today?
It's a disgrace. I'm not far right. I don't have a criminal record. I'm a pensioner. I fear for my grandchildren.
And what do you fear for your grandchildren?
Because of all the illegal immigrants that's coming here and they're getting everything going.
Your message to Keir Starmer?
Resign for the country's good, you tyrant.
He's calling you guys racist for being out here today.
God, that is he's full of shit, as we all know.
I want you to think about that. The white man in a white country voted in by white people are now calling white people racist for standing up for their own country. They're taking the side, the white man, the white government, taking the side of the enemy. Think about that. Really, just think about that. It's like being in a marriage and your wife takes the side of her family or the husband takes the side of his family rather than sticking together with your wife and with the husband. Your mama, when you go and forgive your mama, your own mama. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. Your own mama turned against you and built a war and built an army against you. Think about that. Now do you see that there is no love? Only hate. In your own country. It happens in families all around the world. I know it for a fact. And it doesn't matter how religious the family, how anti-religious the family. It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have, how popular you are or not. It's happening everywhere because it's evil, folks. It's in the heart. And evil hearts are being controlled by evil demons in human bodies, dressing up as a human being, dressing you up in evils, hate. Remember Madonna said, I want to dress you up in my love all over your body. I want to dress you up in my love. But Satan dressed you up in his hate. And you call it love. It's happening in America. Our white government is against the white people in their own country who voted them in. I want to know your thoughts on these moments from the Unite the Kingdom rally. A guy by the name of Gunther Eagleman. What? Eagleman on X. At the Unite the Kingdom rally, brave women stormed the stage and publicly ripped off their burqas in a powerful stand against Islamic oppression. Watch this from X. What do you think about that? Anchorman, with that bravery?
Was that a white lady?
All those brave women, huh?
Was that a white lady?
Both of them seem to be white.
They look, look like they were, their clothes that they're wearing made me think like that was the first time they wore a burqa.
I think it was, they had the burqa on in a mean of protest. I may be wrong.
So they're not even Muslim?
No. They were in your face, I guess, trying to get back at the Alaa people who were protesting against them.
So they did a feminist thing at the Unite the Kingdom thing?
Apparently.
And it's not even like a really, like, actual Muslims going against Islam. So it's just,
it looked like, now I could feminism. Be reading this wrong. Am I right there? It's a, they were trying to get back at the Muslim people protesting them. Right. It's supposed to be a powerful, according to this report, and I don't know if it's true or not, powerful stand against Islamic oppression.
No, to answer your question, I don't think it's brave.
That's not bravery at all. That's a thrill. They did that to get a thrill. There was nothing brave about that at all. What the? But yet this person called it bravery. That's not bravery. That's a thrill. What other quick one about this rally? This is from Grok. Video footage showed a child holding a handmade F off Nazi sign and repeated profanity and insults toward Tommy Robinson. Watch this from X.
Nazis are motherfuckers!
Okay, there you go. Show him your sign.
Alright, let's see. F off Nazis.
Yeah.
Alright, would you like to elaborate?
I mean, I think he summed it up, really. Nazis are
okay.
Anti-Tommy Robinson, yeah. Anti-division, pro-Palestine. So why are you here, Roshi? What do you feel about Tommy Robinson?
Your thoughts on Tommy Robinson?
I want to eat him. He is a big bucket. La, la, la.
Where's the love for that child from the parents? Think about that. Demons raising demons. Demons raising demons. Parents don't love their children because they have no love. Where's the father that he will allow the mother to do that to the child? Teaching the child to hate. 888-7753-773. Now do you see that Satan rules the world through people? Allison is out of Michigan. Allison, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Allison.
How are you?
All is well.
Good. Shout out to the Snake Pit. You have the most fun chat of any chat.
Shout out. Amazing.
Okay, so two things. The first thing I want to say is I want to share a story about when I was born in Detroit, and I lived there till the first grade, and our neighbors were black, and they had a little girl. She was my age. And
are you white,
together
Allison?
All the time. I'm white, yep.
She white.
And we used to play together all the time. And she got mad at me one day, and she called me a honky. And so I really didn't know what that was, but I knew it was like a slur. And so I said the N-word back to her. I was like 4 years old.
So at 4 years old, you knew the N-word was a slur?
How did you know that
at 4 years old? I didn't hear about that word until I was 104.
I don't know. Maybe it was never from my parents. I never heard anything like that from anyone in my family. So I don't know where I knew. I just knew that both of those words were bad. She said a word to me that was bad, and I said a word back to her that was bad.
Right on.
Okay.
Normally children will do that.
Yeah, I didn't understand
right.
it at all.
I got you.
So her father was like this big black guy, and so he wanted to beat my dad up because he thought that I had learned that from my parents. And so he went over to my dad's and confronted him and told him what I said. And then I told my dad what she said. And he and my dad worked it out. And he just said, you know, she never heard that from us. I don't know where she heard that, but she never heard it from us. But they never would let me play with her ever again.
What a sad world we live in, right? That's why that's why we must be born again. Of love. There's no love, Allison. God is love, and we need to overcome evil and be of love. Pray for one another.
And I loved that little girl. Like, I used to go over there for dinner, and I had pig's feet, and their couch had was covered in plastic. I remember that, but I was, in love with their house. I thought it was so beautiful. They had, an oil lamp that I was obsessed with. And
black mothers put plaster on the couch because they don't want you to mess up the cow.
I know.
And the cow's laughing longer than you.
It was white, too, so I don't blame her at all for that.
Amazing.
I just have one more thing. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was I called in to talk about the old people that I take care of and the gentleman and his wife has been giving him drinks, and she's wanting me to take extra time to take care of him because she says she can't handle him at night, but she's the problem, and I'm supposed to be the solution, and he doesn't need anything to drink. He's got Parkinson's, and he's got dementia, and he walks with a walker, and they live in this, independent living, so it's all the rich people that are old in my town pretty much live in this place. So it's all this, who's who or whatever. But everybody's, coming to the end of their life. So in my opinion, I don't see a lot of judgment around there. I'm there 6 days a week. So everybody knows me and blah, blah. So she's really scared about she always talks about what everybody thinks about how his behavior is. And then,
wants you to give him alcohol?
No, she gives him alcohol, and then she says she can't handle it.
And so because of time, your point or question is what?
My point is I'm not doing a very good job not judging her because I'm sure it's hard for her. This is a new phase of his life where he's kind of losing it. But she creates the problem, and I'm supposed to fix it, and I'm just confused about what I should do because I would go over there and take care of him and help him get ready for bed or whatever. He's very proud. He's probably not going to let me do that, but I'm not going to do it if she keeps giving him drinks. So she wants me to leave and then come back and put him to bed.
But why don't you be honest with her about it? I mean, she's not forcing you to work for her, right?
No.
So if you don't want to do it, why don't you just, without anger or judgment, why don't you be honest with her about it? I'm not going to do this as long as you're giving him these drinks. I can't be coming back to clean up a mess you made of him. Why don't you just be honest with her about it?
Well, I was, and I said exactly what you just said, and I said, I will do this, no problem, but my boundary would be, he can't, you can't give him drinks and then have me come and help him. No, she told me it wasn't the drinking.
And did you draw another red line? Did she cross that line too, Obama?
No, she hasn't crossed it yet, but I set the boundary.
Right on. I wish you well. Yeah. Let me know how it goes, Allison.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you, too, now.
All right.
Stretch Off are available on peels.net. I'll be right back to your calls and super chats. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11. If you have not heard the American Anchor Baby, something wrong with you. Really, you're missing out. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then podcast Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV, and watch Bill, PUNCHIE.TV, PUNCHIE.TV, and watch Bill. Don't mess with Bill. I'm Punchy TV, all right? And thanks for your support. Don't forget to donate and all that good stuff. Go to call 800-411-BOND or go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. No, JesseLeePeterson.show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Slash show. What the? I'm tired of saying it. Let me go to Brian out of Florida. Brian, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse? Nice to talk to you.
You too, Brian.
Well, I was calling you. We spoke a few weeks ago, and you told me to call you back, and I do have good news to report that I am moving along in the interview process, and I was kind of down in the dumps there because I wasn't doing really well, and we talked about my mom a little bit and how she kind of isn't the greatest of influences. And I keep her at a distance. I love my mom and I honor my mom. But at the same time, you know.
What does that mean? Like I said, love like, my mom and I honor my mom. What does that mean?
Well, I think God says to honor our parents, honor thy mother, honor thy father. And I think to that extent I do.
And what does that mean to you to honor them?
I think understand that she was a part of my life. She cared for me over a certain period of time. And I think that deserves a certain amount of respect and love.
No, God didn't mean that at all. She was supposed to take care of you. She had you. That's what
right.
That's what parents do. Honor me. And I'm starting to wonder if that word honor was not from God, maybe some human being that wrote the Bible put that in there, because it's so deceiving. Now, honor means don't resent your parents. Forgive them. They know not what they do. It doesn't mean you got to do anything. It doesn't mean you got to appreciate the fact that they were supposed to take care of you. That's what parents do. They were not doing you a favor.
Right. Yeah.
So it just means don't resent them.
You know what's interesting, Jesse, is, you know, on the phone when you pull up your contacts, if you type in 666,
yes,
mom is the first thing that comes up.
I rest my case.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. Because Satan is the woman's God until she returned to the Father. Satan comes through the mother and comes through the woman.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of the advice that I get from my mom about interviews comes from weakness and fear and self-hate and, like, in negotiating salary. You know, she recommends just taking whatever salary is right there. And it's like, no, I have more value than that.
Why do you even have those discussions with her?
Well, and that's why I'm saying things have gone a lot better since I stopped having those conversations.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And that's why I'm calling you, Jesse. Yeah, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, and you gave me that advice. I've followed that advice, and things have gotten better.
Yes.
That's why I'm calling you, to tell you thank you. And, you know, I love what you do. I love your show. I really appreciate you, and I just want to wish you a great rest of your day.
You're welcome. You stay with it, Brian. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Was it hard for you to let your... How old are you?
If you don't, 39.
Was it hard for you to let your mama go?
Yes and no, but realizing that she's still there, you know, I can let her be in her hell that she's in without necessarily having to be a part of it. And she's still a part of my life, and that's wonderful, but I have perfect peace because I'm with the Lord.
Right on.
And I've worked on one of the things that you talk about is, prayer and sitting back in the corner and watching the forehead and kind of watching thoughts pass through objectively and being mindful with God. Silent. I believe you call it is it the silent prayer?
Yes, the silent prayer. Being still and letting God take over.
Yes. Yes. And
did you go to your mother and forgive her?
Yes, she hates it. She hates it. And I forgive her all the time. And, like, I've forgiven her a while ago, but I let her know that it's, you know, that's okay. And it drives her crazy.
But you don't need to forgive
her. She comes closer to God because of that.
But you don't need to forgive her.
Praise God.
What?
I said, praise to God, she is opening up to, because she's always been an atheist, and now she's opening up to God. My grandmother's 94. She's a Christian, and my mom's the only one who's an atheist, and now she's starting to come around. So.
And how do you know that?
Well, she doesn't, when I talk about God and praying, she doesn't mock me. I talk about my journey, and I'm not afraid of what she thinks. It doesn't bother her as much anymore.
Do you correct her when she's wrong?
I do.
Without anger?
And, without anger.
Oh,
and that's the funny thing is she'll apologize later, but she'll get very angry and then she'll calm down and say, sorry, which is unusual.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe, you know, I've tried to be more Christ-like in my life, and my hope is that will rub off on folks. And I see it happening with my mother, but...
Do you want your mother to find God?
I do.
Why?
Because I think that would save her soul.
Why do you care about that at all, concerning her soul? Suppose that she doesn't want that. Why do you want something for her that she doesn't want?
If she didn't want that, then I would agree with you. I think she does want that.
If she wanted it, she would already have it.
She is, you know, she's a very happy person in her own way.
No, she's not.
But
there's no such thing of being happy in your own way. Being happy in your own way means you're in hell. There's no such thing as your own way. Because you're only influenced by evil until you overcome evil, then you're influenced by good. Why do you want that from her, Brian? Why don't you just, in your heart, and you've already forgiven her, not want anything for yourself or anyone else? Because if she wanted it, if you notice, God doesn't impose his love on anyone. He doesn't make you love him. And he'll leave you right in your misery, your fate, happiness, and everything until you ask for help from him. He's not sitting around wanting it for you or not wanting it for you. He let people have the life that they want, even if that is a life of misery. Why don't you do the same for your mother?
it's a beautiful way of looking at it. And you know, when I say I'd like that for her, want is a strong word.
Why do you even like that for her? You should have any concern about her at all.
Why not?
Because she's grown. She has the life that she wants. And what you're doing is imposing on her. And that's not love, Brian.
Right. That's imposition. When you have perfect peace, you don't really want other things for other people. You just want
your relationship with God is all you need.
All you need.
Or want.
Words to live by, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
I said words to live by.
Yeah, you're wrong for wanting that from her because you're imposing that on her. And then you're going to feel the pain when she doesn't get what you want her to have. It's going to bother you, and that's not love.
I know that she's not there. She's not even close. And I know she's living in hell, and she will continue to live in hell.
And leave her to hell and just wish her well. Don't you waste your take on pain or wanting anything for her. She has the life that she wants. And God gave all of us life, and he let us live it the way we want it. And he's not going to take it away just because we decide to live in hell. It's a free gift.
Well, that's a free gift, and I think it feels good to give free gifts, and that would be, it wouldn't hurt me if she rejected. I mean, the world has given her the gift, God has given her the gift, and she's rejected the gift. So it wouldn't hurt me if me giving the gift.
But you had no business doing that.
Was rejected. Say what?
You're wrong for doing that because you can't save another person at all. You can't even save yourself. And so to want that for someone implies that you think you can save them.
What if God wants to use me to affect my mom and bring her closer to him?
He's not going to want... That ain't God, Brian. That's the devil telling you that. Right. That is not from God.
Uh-huh.
What the?
That's funny. What the?
But you stay with it. You work on you. Leave everybody else alone. Wish them well, meaning don't hate them. Don't be angry at them. Don't want anything for them. Let people have whatever life they want to live. And you just don't resent them. And you just live. And the light will shine through you, and those who see the light in you, they'll come to you on their own and ask, how did you get to be so okay? And then you can point them back to God. But that shouldn't be your purpose, your thinking, your mission, or anything. Your mission is to live with the light and just have a life.
Yes, sir. I am living in the light. Yes. So think about that 666 right on your contact. So you should bust that out at some point. Say, hey, look at this. I want you to pull out your phone, pull out your contacts, and type the number 666 and tell me what pops up.
Mama going to pop up.
Mama. Yeah, that's right. So, all right, Jesse.
Stay with
Pleasure
it, Brian.
Pleasure talking with you today.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Mace.
Did you used to live on a plantation?
I did.
Okay.
So, I grew up on a plantation. When I left Alabama in 1968, I left the plantation and went to Indiana, and then from there to California.
Okay. So And then, so that means you're old.
Older than dirt, Maze.
But I'm going to put it like this.
I'm 1 year younger than Israel.
I know that.
God made me, and then he made dirt that I may walk on. That's how old I am.
Well, since you're old and you grew up on the plantation, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Why did America blow up its own people in America?
I don't know what you mean.
Who's and why did they do it? It's what I'm still trying to figure out.
What do you mean, blew up his own
different, people? If you look up massacres that was caused in America to see where they destroyed, you always talk about slavery. Past slavery is where I'm trying to go. And get to what I hear the ill and uninformed discussion that they don't want to look at the massacres that happened in America.
Where is the past?
The people were living and they had their own.
Maze.
And they had their own.
Hey, Maze. Maze.
Owned up all of this.
Maze.
What?
Where's the past?
No, not the past. If you're driving the car, you got to look behind and see where you went.
Maze.
Where you going, right?
Where's the past?
That's where the past is.
Maze.
But you talk about
the past.
You were talking about slavery.
Right, but you said the past. Where you didn't answer my question yet. Where's the past?
It's with you until you die.
No, it's not with you.
You everywhere you go.
The past is just an illusion that is given to you by Satan. There is no past, Maze. What happened then, happened then. It's not happening now.
That's what I'm saying, what's happening now. So now I'm looking at them saying, Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon.
Right.
But why can't they have one?
Because according to report, if they had one, they'll try to kill you, Maze.
Really? I'm talking about America. I'm not talking about Iran. I'm saying, but we're looking at the same thing. And then when
Robert E. Lee, looking at the same thing?
Excuse me? They're telling them what they can have and what they can't have. And then over there bombing them. They did their own citizens
Do you want them to kill you?
I'm not going to kill no.
Here's what I recommend. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, God, and thank you, President Trump.
No. You heard that song, what was that song, Old Freedom?
No.
What was it about?
I never heard that song.
Okay.
I don't remember hearing it.
Yeah, you remember. You said you grew up on a plantation,
yes.
But you can't go past slavery, where the people were free, had their own, and then they were bombed out by their own American citizens.
Who bombed who
yes,
out?
You do. All you got to do is look at all the massacres, the black massacres that happened in America.
When?
And what happened? During the time that you were born?
No.
Yes.
I was there. That's not true.
During the time you was born.
No.
And when it comes, why weren't you? Why weren't you? What were you doing on the plantation?
Picking cotton. Having fun. Planting peanuts.
Uh-huh.
Milking the cow. Riding the horses to see my girlfriend.
How much were you getting paid?
Or jumping in the creek and swimming.
And
singing the blues.
All over the place. But let's get back to the massacres that happened in America.
Didn't happen. Ain't no massacres happened in America.
Slavery. What'd you say?
No massacres happened in America.
Okay. So have James look it up. He can tell you.
He white.
Look at it, yeah, but I have the proof. And Robert E. Lee grandchildren, the youngest one that I know of is 20-something years old. But
Robert E. Lee grandchildren right now?
Excuse me?
Where are they?
Are they walking around here?
Around what, your house?
Like you're walking, no.
Robert E. Lee children?
His grandchildren.
Where are they?
Great-great-grandchildren, yes.
Where are they?
So they ask why they still here to represent what?
Maze, give me a quick answer that I got to run, but I want you to call me back on this. Why don't you drop the past and live right now? Because that's all this is.
Well, they're supposed to forget
why
about
don't you just live right now?
They forget about their grandfather. I am living.
No, you're not.
No, I'm when I hear somebody talking about slavery, I said, after slavery, what happened? Why would those people?
The black people moved into the cities.
And they're giving them back to
them. And lived into the projects.
No, what?
You said what happened after slavery?
Yes, you know, you always talk about slaves. Who owned slaves? When the people
they moved up north and they moved into the projects.
What about the projects?
The black people moved there and the government took over.
Really? And the government destroyed the people that they took all their property to, the black massacres, that whatever was destroyed.
Ain't no massacre happened, Maze. Maze, stop using the word the black massacre. That's
Rosewood, they have property. All those different places, they even got one in Alabama that's their property, that's owned by black people. Didn't you know that, Jess? It didn't go anywhere, so what they supposed to do, just forget about it and act like it didn't exist?
Yes.
Okay. So, James, you do the work and do the research, and you can see it.
He can hear you.
Don't fool me. It's like I say, more freedom. And I'm looking at the different places where the Caucasians go and tell people what they can't have, but you got it. Now it don't work that way.
Bye.
That should be the past. Have a good one.
Call me tomorrow. I want to talk about that with you, all right?
You will. Okay. I want some answers how much you got paid when you were working on that plantation.
I have it tomorrow.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Tanya is the first time I call out of Texas. Tanya, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tanya.
What advice can you give me regarding things that my husband and I can do that can lead to a strong, happy, and long, enduring marriage?
Stop hating. Drop your anger. Forget about the past and just live right now. You drop that anger, your marriage, and both of you drop the anger, the marriage will last until death do you part. But you got to drop the anger.
Okay. Well, we don't have any anger towards each other.
No, you have the anger toward each other. If you have anger, then you have no love. You only have anger. When you let the anger and resentment, anger go, then you have love. There's no more anger. Have you forgiven your mama?
Oh, Jesse, that's a call for, that's a long call for another day.
Just give me a yes or no. Have you forgiven your mama, yes or no?
No, Jesse.
Why
no,
not?
I'm going to be... Because of how I was physically treated as a child, how she abandoned me and my dad and left with another man. There's a lot of mental trauma.
Is there and that a reason to hate your mama?
God. Is it a reason to?
Yes.
It's a poor reason. I mean, I feel like it is, but I know that it's wrong.
If you know it's wrong, why don't you drop it? Go and forgive her. She couldn't help herself just as you can't help yourself so that God can forgive you. Otherwise, you or your husband's marriage will not last until death do you part. Why don't you forgive your mother so God can forgive you? Because you're judging. You're playing God. Your mother did the best she could. Her mother screwed her up. Your mother did not have love. And your mother hates your father because your father didn't know how to deal with her.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But my father loved me.
But your father... If your father didn't love your mama, that doesn't mean you got to be with her. But if your father didn't love your mama, your father didn't love you. If you don't love all, you love none.
Okay.
That's, and love me, just don't hate. It doesn't mean you got to visit and hang out. It doesn't mean you got to take care of them. It doesn't mean you got to play with them. Just don't hate them.
Okay. I appreciate that, Jesse. You always have wonderful advice.
Will you forgive your mama?
Mm-hmm.
You will?
Yes. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, forgive. And forgiveness means... I resent my mother, and I'm wrong. I'm wrong for resenting her. I realize she did the best she could. She couldn't help herself. I'm going to forgive her. Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness from anyone. You forgive them, and God will forgive you.
Okay, Jesse, I appreciate your advice. You always have wonderful advice for everyone, and... Oh, and by the way, my husband, Johnny, who calls you, he says hi.
Hey, Johnny, what the? Do you obey Johnny?
What the?
Tanya, do you obey Johnny, your husband?
Of course.
You obey your husband?
Yes. You know, I have to tell you, Jesse, that I'm blessed to be married to an alpha now.
Right on.
And my husband is blessed to be married to an alpha woman.
Well, you're not alpha woman yet. You will be alpha when you forgive your mother.
Oh, Jesse. Okay.
You're a beta.
Oh, did you hear him?
Yeah. No. You don't want to be a beta.
No, I don't. All right, Jesse.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I will. You take care, sir.
All right. Bye now. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/TheHakeReport. No more thoughts answering the biblical question. What does it mean to deny yourself? What Jesus said, to deny yourself?
Yes.
Because following the self that's made a home in me keeps me from returning to the Father.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Appreciate your support.
Juliana S. Does the Bible quote mean Jesus is God? Why or why not? This Bible quote. For unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Does it mean Jesus is God? Why or why not?
No. There's only one God. He is the Son of God. He is not God. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Juliana. Priscilla, Houston. I sent a message to the producer. Please watch the video. It's a tip. Black lady calling a white man the N-word. Since we're talking about the N-word and this thing just happened in Houston.
Okay. Thank you. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net.
Hey, Pastor Chatelet.
220 gold pills, more Troon Violence and MK Ultra. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Aries 1, 222 gold pills, no message.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with more gold pills. Chud claims on X that God is his protector. Then he shoots himself. Top.
I would want to interview him one time and have a discussion with him. Thank you. I wish him well, though.
Barely.
Amazing.
White people should start boycotting every song or artist that uses the N-word and demand it should be okay for everyone to use it. Go back to being smart and stand your ground the right way. If whites choose to be victims, they'll always resort to provocation and hatred. Then there'll be no different to the blacks. Both will destroy themselves in the process. Rise above, take action the right way, and wish the blacks well. Black hands heart.
Love your enemy by not hating your enemies. Thank you.
BQ from Jermaine.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? From who?
Jermaine. There is no self. It's the devil making things up in your mind. There's so much evil in me. It's ridiculous. Just what did it for you? He asks.
What did he?
Well, we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Yeah, Jermaine, we'll reread that tomorrow, then.
Yep.
I'm out of time, Jermaine. We'll read that tomorrow and I'll respond. And everybody else, thank you all for your support. Hake is coming now, and also Nick after Hake. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP, Jesse Lee.